We're basically celebrating the fact that the people have a power to go to the ballot themselves and pass laws. And 100 years ago, that power was given to them by Governor Hiram Johnson in 1911.
This is why there are always so many initiatives on the California ballot. Is that correct?
There's so many initiatives because there are a lot of rich groups that can afford to qualify them. There's sometimes initiatives that are very genuine, people-powered initiatives. But there are a lot of initiatives because the legislature doesn't do its job one way or the other too often. It's beholden today to insurance companies and banks and oil companies.
You also bring up an interesting point that those who have more resources are more able to sort of influence this process. How has the public sort of reacted to this?
Most of the initiatives are shot down. Over 60% of initiatives are unapproved because people are confused by them, or there's advertising that confuses them, and people don't trust the initiative process. But when you have a good initiative, I think it's worth all the bad stuff. The initiative process is fraught with fleas, and you know, you got to take the dog as he comes. Overall, the dog's been pretty loyal to the people.
So what can people do to know the difference between good initiatives and bad initiatives, as you put it?
Well, they've got to read. They've got to read the ballot pamphlet and pretty much look at who's on what side. It's pretty obvious when you have the CEO of an insurance company on one side that it's probably not in the interest of the people. And, you know, you have the consumer groups on the other side. You could probably guess which way to vote. But some people just listen to TV ads, and you have to look beyond the TV ads to actually the details of the initiative.
Why are you celebrating the 100th birthday at Occupy LA?
Because this is a place where the people, the 99% of the people, are occupying space and taking energy and wanting to find a new way. And we wanted to tap into that spirit, but also say there is a point to the spear. The point of the people's spear is the ballot initiative process. It can puncture corporate power. It can change things. So it's great that people are camping out and sharing stories and talking about the future and doing classes. If we can get them involved in the ballot initiative process, we'll all have a lot more power.